Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
Joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is it's very rare for a coach to have an opportunity to have back-to-back 10-win seasons in the NFL when the second season, in which it would be back-to-back, they had just one win in their first eight games. But such is the case for the Miami Dolphins, getting set to try and win their seventh in a row on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. And the head coach in his third year in South Florida, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, Brian Flores. How you doing, Coach?
Doing great, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing just terrific, and I appreciate you asking. So let's jump right into it. When you are 1-7, what do you tell a team that's 1-7? I imagine you're not in that position too often.
Well, you know, I think my message to our group was, you know, look, there's a lot of parity in this league, so there's a small margin for error, and I think we were on the wrong side of that margin for, you know, a few games this year early in the season. So, I think my message to our guys is just continue to work the way they have been working, but also, we just needed to. Just play better situationally. But at the end of the day, just stick together, keep doing what you're doing, and let things return.
I guess it is the ultimate one game at a time approach, right? I mean, that's such a cliche, but in your case, it seems to have worked.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always been, you know, kind of my approach, and our approach here is, you know, one play at a time, one game at a time, one week at a time, and really try to put our focus on, you know, the task at hand and not think about, you know, what's happened in the past or what may happen in the future. And I think that's, I've always felt like that's the way to get, you know, the best results in the present. So that's kind of my message to the team at all times.
Head coach Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins getting set to take on the Saints on Monday Night Football. How has Tua improved in your estimation?
I think, Coach, he's got, you know, much better command of the offense. His leadership has improved immensely. His preparation, I think every time he steps out on the field, he gets a little bit better. Still developing, but he's a hardworking kid. It's very important to him. And he asks a lot of questions. He tries to be a sponge to get as much information as he can so he can help put our team in as good a position as possible.
And I'll give you the floor on Xavien Howard, your Pro Bowler, and what he has done and how he is playing and some of the plays that he has made for you this year. You could point to as another turning point. I know, obviously, you know your team better than I do. I'll give you the floor on how he has led that charge on the other side of the ball for you.
I mean, X is just a great player. And he's a great player. He's a leader on this team. He's made a lot of big plays for us, you know, in some big games. And I can't say enough good things about him. And, congrats to him for making another Pro Bowl. And look, he's just a playmaker. At the end of the day, that's really what it boils down to. And he's just a great player on his team.
Okay, so let's get into the Saints. The biggest challenge you've been circling on film that you care to share with us going into this game for your preparation this week is what?
Well, I mean, defensively, this is one of the best groups in the league. I think Dennis Allen does just a terrific job, you know, with the defense. I think he's an excellent coach. I think they've got a lot of great players. Good rush, good cover guys, good scheme. So, I mean, this is going to be a major challenge for us from that standpoint. So this is a talented team. And we've got our work cut out for us. And obviously the environment's going to be electric. So we're kind of dealing with that, you know, as a young team. And I'm not sure how many of our guys have been, you know, in this type of atmosphere. So this would be a major challenge for us.
Right. I know if there's anybody who would know how difficult it is to shut out Brady, it would be somebody who's had a front row seat to a lot of his games like you used to. So when you saw that on film, what did you see?
I just saw consistent, consistently physical play, consistent coverage, rush. I mean, they kind of just put all of it together and played a 60-minute ball game where they just apply pressure on every snap. And, you know, that's kind of their play style. It's aggressive. It's physical. Really on both sides of the ball, three sides of the ball.
Well, good luck to you and your team. I look forward to watching you on Monday Night Football, and I hope this is the first of many, many different conversations here. How has your family handled the fame of being in your draft room a couple of years ago? I've never spoken to you about that. did you have to tamp down the egos in your household after all that?
Yeah, you absolutely. You know, my son puts sunglasses on the next day. I don't want people to recognize me.
How old is your son now? How old is he now?
They're 8 and 7.
Okay, your sons are now 8 and 7.
My daughter's 4. I'm going to get her on there next
year. Well, good. There you go. Well, I mean, hopefully you don't have too many reasons to be drafting from your house anymore. But, you know, I mean, that was quite something. Your family certainly front and center that year. That is for sure. So, yeah. Thanks for the time, Coach. Really appreciate it. Best of luck to you on Monday night. And like I said, hope this is the first of many times you're on this show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.